Hey, everybody. How's it going? Welcome to the Prime Directive. I'm Brian Massey, sitting alongside Sean Holmes. And hello. Sean, why are we here today?
Okay. What the fuck did you do? Okay. We only run on an 8 gigabyte SD card.
Mm-hmm.
That's where all of our shows go. So we do a lot of shows. I don't need to tell you that. But
they're all on castwavestudios.com.
At castwavestudios.com.
Shameless plug. Look at the banner beneath me. Anyways.
Audience is like, what's the deal with a cold open? I'm used to the Castwave. I'm like, we'll get to that in a second. But what I want to say is we did record these before, yes. But I misplaced them. So if we end up going pretty quickly, more than quickly than usual,
I mean, that's why. So if anything, like we're kind of going
through the motions, is because we already did this episode. Allow
me to argue real fast.
Okay.
If it feels like we're going through the motions, it's just because it's kind of like when you're playing a video game and you're just like, okay, fine, cool. I've beat this level before, but like it didn't save, so you're just like. All right, fine, fuck it,
son of a bitch.
So it's kind of like that again. We're for that, like I feel like we're just gonna try and make it a little more funny, just in case, like you know, if any of the levity or any of the seriousness of like the review is gone, fuck it, we'll make it a little more funny because you know what, that's what we do here at BGN or Castwave. BGN's a different show. What the fuck's wrong with me?
Yeah, this is Prime Directive, Brian. God, and now, without much further ado, with his head hung in shame. This is the Prime Directive.
The following is a Castwave Studios production.
Captain Sean Holmes.
And your first officer, Brian Massey.
Today, we explore the Naked Time.
Naked Time.
And we review every episode of Star Trek ever. This is the Prime Directive. And here we go, people. The Naked Time, Episode 5 of your Star Trek.
Punch it.
And...
Engage! My face melted off.
My face. Oh, man.
I'm going to see more than your face today because it's naked time, kids.
It is naked time, children.
Ooh, naked time.
Oh, welcome to the Prime Directive, everybody. As I was saying, I'm your Captain Sean Holmes.
I'm your first officer, Brian Massey.
And, I started this show out with a cold open. I mean, it does feel a little outside of the norm. A
little weird.
It does feel a little weird. Like, I'm used to more grandeur on my show. But Brian brought that cold open at the last minute, and I was like, you know what? That might actually work.
Yeah, and here's the thing, guys.
We're going to do the same thing with the next episode, because that's the other episode I lost.
Okay, yeah, and so to an outsider who might not be in on this conversation with us, allow me to just go ahead and explain it for y'all. We recorded The Naked Time, and we also recorded The Enemy Within. We recorded both those episodes, and we were going to release them on a timely manner. However, shit happened. We lost the card, so now we're having to re-record it. So if it sounds like we're kind of treading over like old material, or if it sounds like we're kind of going like, oh, yeah, I remember. That
or the
and you
first...
didn't listen to that, then apologies. We're gonna try and avoid that shit.
Yeah.
Also, we're not gonna do this for The Enemy Within. Also, just because it feels like we're kind of, you know, kicking the dead horse twice. So we'll just put this disclaimer at the beginning of this episode, and then that's it. So whatever.
Yeah. So then we move on to other things.
Yeah.
I'm just gonna go ahead and say it. Well, let's talk about because I think before we talked about the one that I missed. That being the one that would end up being lost because we ended up clearing out the 8 gigabyte card, which was a mistake.
I mean, like right now we're doing like a Boldly Going Nowhere on Thursdays, and I swear to God we're not doing a plug this time. We're doing Boldly Going Nowhere on Thursdays.
Right.
Jordan's doing Comic Shop,
and he's doing Story Mode.
Story Mode. So that's three podcasts right there. Then we're doing the Prime Directive, which is four. Yeah. Then we're also doing the Prime. We're doing Impromptu Who. That's me and Colin's show. That's five shows. And then if you count One Drunk Geek, which I have not filmed an episode of. Like all year so far.
It's been 2 years.
Seven podcasts that we do. Like, you know,
it's been 2 years since you filled an actual episode.
No, it's not. It's been a year.
Oh, because last summer bacon.
Last summer, just because other crap happened, and I've been busy helping you guys. I've been helping you out. I've been helping Colin out. We've been doing all kinds of other stuff.
You've been such a fine person to jump on the board as it, and you're gonna.
You are correct, sir.
You're gonna get a raise. Never mind. we don't pay you.
I see it's in your lap, sir. Yes, that's where the raise is.
Oh, right to that.
Sorry, did I say raise? I said I was gonna give you raisins. Raisins. Sun-made raisins. They're sun-made delicious. Raisins.
Well, as you can see, Brian brought.
If you're watching the live stream.
If you're watching the live stream.
If you're listening to the podcast, then just disregard this.
If you're watching the live stream, Brian brought some.
I brought the movie Enterprise from 2009, from Jar Jar Abrams movie.
I'm going to press a button on this.
Ooh, it's got lights and sound.
It's pretty nice.
I
will, and then this is kind of what I kind of want to talk about. You know, the J.J. Abrams Star Trek universe, and how that's morphing, how that's changing, and now it's being handed off to different directors. So, in your initial reaction to the first Star Trek movie, there was a lot of positives. I loved it. I mean, it's really hard to find. I mean, there's a couple of negative things I will say, and that's just due to deal more so not less with Star Trek lore, but more to deal with J.J. Abrams' style of filmmaking.
I mean, there's something to be said about a movie in which your villain's narrative is. You know, direct, and it's in the movie, and you don't have to go search for source material for that. Right. And in that regard, I do feel like the 2009 Star Trek movie does kind of fail, because, and I only say this because there's an IDW comic book that was written as a prequel to that movie called Star Trek Countdown, and I'd love to do a review of that on the show sometime, which basically takes place in the original Star Trek universe, where the Enterprise E is going on, and Picard's retired, and Data's the new captain of the Enterprise E, and there's a whole new crew there, and Spock is, he's a delegate to the Romulans, and they've established a peace accord, whatever. And in all of that, you find out Nero's backstory. You find out he had a wife, she was pregnant, he was trusting Spock, he was, going to the Romulans trying to help, figure out a way to save their planet, and he got fucked over. It wasn't Spock's fault, but he still blamed Spock for it. All this crap happened, and that leads into the movie. That would have been cool if that had been actually in the movie, but you can only put so much into a movie. So, I kind of give it a pass, but at the same time, I'm like, if they had just given a little bit more about Nero, I would have cared about his character a little bit more. The fucker dies. Spoilers. The fucker dies anyway, so I really don't care. Otherwise, that's really the only negative thing I have to say about that movie.
I mean, J.J. Abrams' filmmaking, and I will say the one thing I didn't like was, and you can guess what it is.
Can I guess what you're about to say?
Lens flares. He calmed down.
I thought we were talking about Into Darkness. That's why I said calm.
No. He calmed down. In the second movie, he calmed down in the second movie with lens flares.
I hate you. I fucking hate you.
You're a man's man. Okay.
You're a man's man's man.
You're a man's man, man.
But yeah, no. He toned down on that, and I mean, he kind of left in a fuck you lens flare in episode 7 of Star Wars, that's the only thing I'm gonna say about Star Wars because it gets old. Talking about that on a Star Trek podcast, but certainly, the 2009 movie, everybody was like, what's with the fucking lens flares? And apparently he was just like,
He just thought they were cool, and
there's
like
there's a documentary on the 2-disc DVD that I have where he's like, no, I found ways to add in more because I thought they looked cool. I'm like, oh, he did not read any internet message boards, did he?
Not at all.
Well, that's the thing too, is because like he was filming this like a year before it came out, so he didn't know that people didn't like it, so he was just like
how the hell was he supposed to know, you know?
And then, like, the movie comes out, and he's just like, oh, you guys don't like that? No, it's cool. It's whatever. Just gonna go over here and cry with my big pile of money. You know, whatever. But, yeah, no, I like that first movie. That second movie can go suck a dick. I'm sorry, man.
You didn't like Wrath of Khan?
Oh, I loved Wrath of Khan. I didn't like, you know, part two, Electric Boogaloo.
I loved two.
Look, Into Darkness. Look, here's the thing about Into Darkness, okay?
All right.
I wouldn't have felt the way I felt about that movie had he just straight up been like, oh, no, it's Khan. Had he just straight up, like, not lied to us and been like, oh, no, we're not doing that, I would have been fine with it. I would have been like, okay, fine, show me your updated story about Khan. Khan, Noonien, and Singh. This is an interesting character. He deserves to be talked about. He deserves another story. Don't fucking lie to me about it.
Right.
Like, dead faced. Like, he swore in an interview, like, multiple interviews, oh, well, no, we're not doing Khan. And I'm like, really, bitch? Okay. No, okay, that's cool.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm going to call...
What did you think?
I think his character was... Khan's character, it was more, I thought he had a better presence. I mean, like Ricardo Montalban is great.
Mm-hmm.
He's legendary, but I think Benedict Cumberbatch has a different presence, like almost like, yeah. psycho presence. Oh, you know, Ricardo Montalban, he seems like he's got, you know, he's got a little bit of sanity, you know, but he has his reasons.
Mm-hmm.
But with this one, he's like, oh, he doesn't give a shit about anybody.
Yeah,
like that, that's what I liked about it. And I
well, also, I mean, you know Ben a Dragon Cummersmog, I mean, like, come on, it's hard not to like the guy.
We can't mention his name without mispronouncing it as Eggs Benedict Cumberbun or Cumbershmout. I think it was like,
which, by the way,
Benedict,
like,
Cumbershmout.
Which, by the way, like, I'm gonna delve away from Star Trek for a while here, just for a second.
Oh God!
To say something about Benedict Cumbersmatch or whatever.
No, you gotta get a better one than that. Come on,
Benedict Cumberbatch. It seems like. <Da-da-da-da-da-dip>. Whoop! Get him off the stage. Oh God, he's failing now. Is it just me, or is he and Martin Freeman in like every fucking movie nowadays?
Yeah, I'm not quite sure why.
And I mean, like, look at it. Like, you know, they're both in the Marvel universe now too. Like, you have Doctor Strange, and then Martin Freeman's gonna be in Civil War. And I'm like, can these guys just like not go to any movie without like being like within 100 feet of each other or something? Like, what the hell's going on? Like, I don't know. Like, first they're in Sherlock, and then they're in, you know, The Hobbit together, and...
Well, I'm going to try to keep this a short episode, so, yeah. Like, out of all, I think both of us believe that the Abrams movies are great, in terms of the first one.
Yeah.
And then and then the second one, we have some varying opinions. I think it's good, and Brian thinks it's awful.
I don't think that it's... look...
You don't have to defend yourself, dude. I know. It's like, okay to have a difference of opinion.
I don't necessarily, like, look, I don't think it's the greatest movie ever. There are good things about it, but no, I'm not. I don't want to watch it again. Let's just say that. I really don't want to watch that movie again because it just pisses me off.
Well, if that's not going to piss you off, then I think, but if that's not going to piss you, if that, you think that pisses you off, wait till Beyond comes out.
Oh, God.
And Beyond will be all horrible.
You know,
so,
what, man? I'm going to go...
After the break, now that has been said...
Just saying, I'm going to go into that movie, and I'm literally just not going to have any expectations.
Right.
I'm going to go in there with a blank slate, going like, all right, fine. Because apparently, what was it, Simon Pegg wrote the script for it or something? I'm like, okay, fine, Simon. You're a great writer. surprise me, please. Because like he went on Twitter and straight up said, like, well, you know, that trailer that came out, that Super Bowl trailer that came out with, like, you know, the Beastie Boys soundtrack behind it, that is not the movie I wrote. I'm like, okay, fine, I'll give you a pass on that. Don't fuck this up.
Right.
That's all I ask. Don't fuck this up. If you're gonna make a statement like that, if you're gonna come right out and say that, at least fucking, like, make some attempt to be like, no, I meant that.
Yeah.
Anyways. Yeah.
Well, anyway, yeah. We're gonna take a quick break, and we're gonna come back with our review of episode 5, The Naked Time. Ooh. Again. Stay tuned, everybody.
Today's episode of Prime Directive is brought to you by Audible.com. Audible.com has thousands upon thousands of audiobooks. Enjoy one free audiobook by clicking the link in the episode description. If you like 80s nostalgia, I highly recommend Ready Player One, as read by Will Wheaton. Again, get a free audiobook by clicking the link in the episode description. This is Sean Holmes for Audible.com.
And we're back.
All right, everybody, welcome back to NPR Star Trek Edition. All right, so we're going to get into the naked time.
We're going to get into the naked time. In order for us to do a Star Trek review,
welcome to
we
our
have
AS-
to.
Welcome.
I mean, we have to have Ship Drone.
Welcome to our ASMR review of the naked time.
What is... I mean... We're going to go off of the wall for the tangent here. It's something I would normally confront you on our May flagship show, Boldly Going Nowhere. Can I find it at castwaystudios.com? But what the fuck is ASMR?
ASMR.
ASMR.
Okay, so ASMR.
Assholes sucking mouths repeatedly.
Not even close.
Okay.
It stands for Automated Sensory Meridian Response, which... Basically, if you've ever been to a doctor's office...
Wow, that sounds really Star Trek-y.
Right? If you've ever been... Okay, here's the thing.
It's a meridian response.
Yeah.
Copter.
ASMR, which was popularized in the early 2010s, was stood for Automated Sensory Meridian Response.
I'm going to touch your eyebrows.
Yes.
Right now.
Now, basically, what the idea is, if you've ever been to a doctor's office, and, like, you know, the doctor will get up close to you, and it's like, okay, fine, so I'm going to test right here or whatever, and you've gotten, like, a tingle on your head, or you get, like, goosebumps or something like that, that's what ASMR is. It's, like, a relaxing kind of, like, trigger thing. And there's different little things that, like, people in videos will do, like shaving videos, or, like, there's one video where, like, some girl's, like, you know, rolling up a blunt and drinking, you know, like beer, but she's doing it very gently and, like... smoking it and blowing it into your hair and stuff like that. And, like, it's supposed to relax you and also kind of, like, give you this, like, kind of a head orgasm. And it's actually really fucking awesome. But you just have to believe, Peter. You have to believe. That's all you have to do. You have to get past the whole this is weird thing. And then once you do, you're going to be like, this is awesome. Why didn't I do this beforehand?
Oh my god.
And that, my friends, is what ASMR is.
I rest my case.
Okay.
Thank you. Go check out... funny enough, go check out ASMR Trek. She actually does Star Trek-related ASMR. And she does, like, a medical, you know, thing, and she's in a full Star Trek uniform and whatnot. ASMR Trek.
So beautiful, yet so neutral.
Tied it all together. All right, naked time, everybody.
Naked time. Okay, so this episode, which I have some lovely, lovely screen caps for all you people out there on...
Also got to throw one out, by the
listening.
Way.
Listening.
Also got to throw one out real fast. I'm friends with her on Facebook. Call me Escape. Check her out. She's fucking rad.
So they come to this this planet... They got this house, this frozen room.
You see what we got right here? You know, you got this guy right here. You know, we got this guy who's sitting at a table.
Move this out of the way.
Yeah, we got a guy sitting at a table, and it looks like somebody kind of just went in there with like that fake snow. Like, oh God, wow, that fake snow stuff.
Yeah.
From the 1960s.
Yeah, you had it backed up for a while, then you just suddenly moved it close.
And
you can move it closer now if you want.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. We're cutting all this out in post.
Well, no, we're
but
not.
But yeah, no. God damn it. This episode's going down the shitter fast.
Well, whatever.
So, okay, we start off with this, with Spock in a red shirt because I don't know the fucker's name. They go down. Go on. They go down to the planet and they realize that something's amiss because we see this gentleman who just seems to be frozen at his desk. There's another person who's frozen in the shower, It just seemed like there's a bunch of madness that happened here. Space madness, probably, but not the space madness.
Space madness.
Space madness.
Space madness.
And so Spock investigates, and the red shirt, actually a blue shirt, but still whatever, puts his hand down on a thing. Like, he takes off the glove because, you know, fucking moron. And he gets infected by this, you know, purple slime-looking shit.
Yeah.
And proceeds to bring it on board to the Enterprise with him when they beam back up.
All right, I'll take it from here. So he brings it out, and he brings it back on the ship, and then they're like, all right, let's look around here. Okay, first off, let's kind of review what their decontamination suits look like. It looks like orange couch. It's like orange couch fabric, like the Jewish mother. it was just like Howie. What happened to my couch?
I needed it. I needed it so I could go to the camp and, you know, go down to the planet.
You saw this right book on the couch, mister.
Hey, at least I still left the plastic on it, all right?
So anyway.
Yeah. By the way, is it just me, or does this guy kind of look like Moltar from Space Ghost? Like, look at the suit. Like pull up Moltar from Space Ghost real fast.
Oh, I mean...
Like an image of Moltar.
Moltar?
Yeah, Moltar from...
Space Ghost. This is really interesting, Brian.
Yes, it is.
You know, people love listening and people looking up.
But, I mean, tell me that doesn't look like the same kind of helmet.
Okay, there's Moltar. There's that guy. There's Moltar. There's that guy. Yeah, there's a similarity.
There's a little bit of a similarity there.
Okay,
even
so
in the
Moltar
color.
From Space Ghost. And also Spock was sporting it as well.
That had to fuck with your eyes just a little bit, just the metal in there or whatever.
Do you know what? This sounds like something I would cosplay in a Star Trek convention, and only like a handful of people would get it.
Yeah.
People like, oh, season one, episode,
oh, dude.
Episode five.
Oh, dude, naked time.
episode five, season one, oh my god, it's the TOS. It's, you know, they went down the planet.
It's like, wait, is that an offer? Or are you talking about my costume?
So anyway, they get there, they bring him back. One of the guys goes completely
batshit.
He goes completely crazy once
Egon has gone bye bye.
He starts looking at his hand, and he's like we're like, what the fuck?
Must not fap.
And then two of these guys catch it. And later on the episode, they have each one of their...
oh, yes, we have O'Reilly.
We have Officer O'Reilly.
One of the most annoying fucking characters in all of Star Trek.
Well, when he's drunk, he's real annoying. So, and then, like, they get into a tuffle, and he threatens them with a butter knife. With a butter knife. So spread him to death.
Yeah. Allow me to paraphrase George Carlin. It's like,
but then there's a twist. He turns it around on himself.
It's only a butter knife, but you can kill a pilot with a butter knife.
Right.
Take a couple minutes, you know.
So anyway, they sort him out. He ends up stabbing himself, which the blood in this case just looks
no, not Smuckers. Why?
It just looks mega lazy.
Okay.
there's no entry wound or anything.
I mean, I guess that would be the end. I don't. It's a butter knife, motherfucker. Like.
He couldn't stab himself if he tried.
Are they made out of like Teflon or something? Like, what the shit? Like,
yeah. So anyway, and then, you know,
God forbid I try and lick some jam off of that thing. Like,
so they go back to the ship. This is all happening in the ship. So when they went back to the ship, he infected everybody else, including including
Mr. Sulu.
Mr. Sulu.
Which, by the way, we're giving a recap, and we never really used to give recaps. Because we always told people that we thought that, like, you know, they've already seen the episode. But
so anyway, like, in this particular scene...
We're recapping just because something magical happens in this episode.
Recapping.
Something
but absolutely. Anyway, what I'm getting to is Sulu gets really...
Sulu gets hot.
This is the episode where Sulu takes off his shirt.
Like, this is definitely where...
I'm like, if it...
This is definitely where Brad, like his husband, had to just be like, "Oh my!"
So okay. I'm gonna play the clip. I'm gonna play the clip.
Richelieu, beware!
So he's walking through the hallway.
This music's like fucking Tom and Jerry. Doom, 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 doo, 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 doo.
Why are you on a... Hey, what's up there?
Stab!
No, this approaches father. Two people just walking.
No escape for you. You either leave this bois bloodied, or with my blood. On your songs.
And then he keeps them stabbing them. Wait for it.
Coward!
I just love that. Cowards!
That whole thing, by the way, about like you either leave with, you know, like my blood on your sword or your my blood on your sword or whatever. I'm like, I could very easily make a gay joke out of that, but I'm not gonna.
You could leave some in my swords.
Like, no, I'm taking the high road here, but I do need to point out that's a very easy one.
So there is some naked time.
Yes, there is.
All right. And anyway,
Takei took the title of the episode fucking literally.
He did. Like, oh, this is the highlight of the entire episode.
Yes.
So let's get to the majority, because everyone gets an infected Spock and all that. Yeah. So if you've seen the episode, you know what you're talking about, and there's really nothing much else to say.
Spock cries like a little bitch because he's not in control of his emotions despite what he's saying.
So we're gonna go with engineering, and you know this is where.
All right, let's start raiding this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that is really getting annoying.
So, special effects. This for special effects, I'm thinking.
Yeah.
It's not the best. It's okay. I mean, it's good for the time, so I'm not giving it like below a 5. I'll give it, I guess, an extra point after. I'll give it a 6.
You could tell that they were starting to struggle with their budget.
Yeah, just
a little bit.
I mean, just to let you know, this is re-recording of the episode.
We already have the scores.
So we gave it a 6 out of 10.
Yeah,
which I'm still agreeing with.
Okay.
In the second viewing.
I'm not gonna change my scores because fuck it.
Yeah, it's fucking. But if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So next we have the bridge, and basically this is a rating acting story. It's a really important part.
Yeah, acting and story.
Yeah.
So I gave it. What the hell did I give it? It was we kind of agreed on a score of. I can't read that.
we agreed on a score of 17 out of 30.
17 out of 30. Okay.
I mean, there were some merits in it, but a lot of it just ended up being super cheesy and just lackluster.
Captain O'Reilly.
Captain O'Reilly. The pipes are calling.
I'll take you home and then. Oh, God. Like, I just.
should we play it? Should we play?
You're gonna play, anyways.
Yeah, I mean, I'm gonna play it anyways.
You're gonna play that shit anyway, so why not? Fine, do it. Get it out of your goddamn system.
So,
the roses all have left your cheeks. I've watched them fade away and...
Okay, I'm just going to stop that right now.
I have never cringed so hard at a Star Trek episode.
Yeah, so yeah.
I'm just cringing now.
I think he's responsible... Him combined with Takei responsible for this going down.
Yeah.
And going down a peg.
As Riley goes down.
So 17 out of 30, so on that. And then next out, 10 points, we have Sick Bay, and so this should be interesting.
The nature of the medical emergency.
So we said 7 out of 10. I mean, because a lot of people got infected. Yeah, some people died. So 7 out of 10 was the terms of, it was okay.
People died.
Died. 7 out of 10. Yep. And there's really not much to discuss on that. So moving on.
Bitches be dead.
You disgust me. Go on.
And this is Captain's log. And then this is basically Captain's job. And we thought he did an okay job.
He did a fine job.
He did a fine job. He was resisting when he got infected. He was resisting urges. So we were like, oh, great, way to go, Cap, and Kirk. Let's go 7 out of 10. And so next we have the wonderful that thing there.
That thing you do.
Yeah, there we go. And then that's Battle Stations. Battle Stations is... What was Battle Stations?
We didn't really... There wasn't really much of a battle.
For action. Oh, the action. We really liked the action.
Yeah. There was no, like...
Okay. I know. I remember why. We gave... Because of the action, we gave it 10 out of 10 because of...
Kirk and Spock.
No. Because of Takei.
That too,
because him doubting, going, leave mine on your swords, So
I would love to give you an extra
red alert.
By the way, I would love to see.
Oh shit! I have to turn it off. Oh god! Run.
When everybody dies and goes to heaven, and we get to see like all the stuff that we never get to see on Earth. I would love to see a fucking fencing match between. This era, George Takei and Errol Flynn. That would be amazing.
Yeah.
That would be so cool. It's just like, all right, here's your tickets. Get on in to, the first annual Heaven or whatever. And then, there's, Takei and...
So, they did go for next... So, Battle Stations, we have 10 out of 10. Next one's Transporter Room, so that they went anywhere.
Yeah.
So, this is... transporting over to the cold planet. They did go places, so we gave him credit. We made it a 10.
Mm-hmm.
And next is the bad guy.
The bad guy aliens. Is inside all of us.
So, did we watch the same episode?
Yeah, we did.
Why am I feeling like I'm going to give it a lower score? But no, we're just going to keep it with it. It's not 100%, but yeah, it was fairly entertaining. So the aliens is going to give you a 19 out of 20. So, final thoughts on this episode before I give the actual score out, Brian.
This is definitely not an episode that, for instance, because we're going through every episode of Star Trek.
Yeah.
Which is going to be, I believe, that's a 5-year mission right there. The thing is, this is not an episode that I feel any necessary, reason to go... there's reason to go back and watch this, but I'm going to skip anything with, O'Reilly. Because, Jesus Christ, it's fucking annoying. I don't know. Everything else, though, is pretty good in this episode. George Takei is pretty awesome. The fight between, Spock and Kirk is really awesome. Seeing Kirk kind of seeing Spock kind of, lose control of his emotions for the first time. I feel like when you initially watched it in the 60s, it didn't have quite the same impact as it does on somebody who's familiar with Spock's character now.
Right.
Somebody who knows what Mr. Spock's all about. You go back and you're watching it in order and you see Spock break down for the first time. And it messes up with you
on episode 5.
It messes you up a little bit. So, I don't know. It's.
I mean, Star Trek V, I broke down, but in the movies, but.
Everybody did. You know who else broke
five
up?
Five was my breaking point in the movies, but in terms of episodes, like, you know, this should be a cakewalk.
Yeah.
But every episode's got the rough spots. So, you know, if it got a fairly good grade, it did have some good stories. It's really funny to watch.
Yeah.
I will say it's a funny episode to watch. I would say sit down with your friends and grab some brews and just watch it.
If you're going to play Drunk Trek, this is a good episode to watch.
Oh my gosh, so many things. Like, anytime someone acts crazy, and then that's all the rule you need.
Yeah.
That anytime someone acts outside how they normally act.
If they act out of the ordinary,
yeah.
Take a drink, which you're going to be acting out of the ordinary after you watch this episode.
Only takes one episode of Star Trek. So we gave it a 74%, added up all the categories.
Which is a C.
As a C out of 100. So best C. A C out of 100.
Okay.
It doesn't even deserve numbers, Brian. So
wake up, Brian.
I got prize. We gotta just finish out the episode. Okay. So
all right, so this was a bit of a train wreck, but hey, it was still fun.
Yeah. It was fun. It was fun doing this episode again.
I feel like we don't really need to do any plugs right now, because whatever.
We don't.
We plugged the fuck out of this episode.
We did. That's why I'm thinking we do plugs throughout the episode.
Yeah.
As opposed to just right at the end, because you know, after everyone's done listening to an episode, I don't know if you do this with a podcast as well, where you just kind of go on to the next episode after you or if you're binge listening.
Now I will say one thing. There is one thing happening. I guess I will plug. And it's not going to be podcast related, but May 4th is coming around, Star Wars related, yes, but actually on May 7th in downtown Frederick, there's going to be a May the 4th be with you kind of event going on in downtown Frederick.
On May the
7th? Yes,
That's told solely typically, Frederick. It's May the 4th be with you. Let's throw it on the
7th. All right, 7th. We're doing 4th of July fireworks.
We're doing something that day. Fine.
We're doing 4th of July fireworks on July 2nd, because fuck it. It's a weekend.
It's a weekend, and he our pyrotechnic, we only could afford.
We couldn't get the monkey out in time. No, but we're going to be there, and we're going to be there, and we're going to be doing a photo booth. Me and Colin are going to be doing a Star Wars photo booth, and Darth Vader will be there, along with other people. If you come out there and want to get your photo taken, come on down.
That's nice.
There's going to be other events going on as well. So,
May 7th, and in downtown Frederick?
In downtown Frederick. I'll give you more details as soon as I find
downtown
out.
Downtown Frederick, Maryland. That's
Frederick, Maryland.
What's the event called?
I forget what it's called. It's just something to do with Star Wars.
Okay. May 7th, be downtown, where you will either find a guy in a trench coat wants to sell you candy, or Brian and Colin taking your pictures with famous Star Wars
people. With Darth Vader.
So let's wrap up this Star Trek show. I'm your Captain Sean Holmes.
I'm your First Officer Brian Massey.
And you have been listening to The Prime Directive.
You have been a very sexy audience. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah.